his partner was one of the first female police officers that was assigned to patrol. They were out of the Northwest Station, just patrol officers following the clock, working the graveyard shift and everything. They had been into a fast food restaurant and she had a malt. This car came by, just two dudes in it, with no lights on. Really wasn't a serious problem, but he just pulled up, turned his lights on, and stopped him just to warn the man that his lights were off. Got out of the car and walked up, and before he got to the window where the driver was, he was in the right position. This man just turned around and just pop, pop, pop with a little small caliber pistol. First shot hit him in the arm, and he had his flashlight. He hit the flashlight, as I recall, and went into his arm, and the next one hit him right in the chest. You know, the officer falls in the street, and he was in the first traffic lane, lay there and bled to death. So she's out of the car, she empties her pistol at the fleeing suspect, and she runs to his aid. Procedure says you get to grab the radio and call for an ambulance. Common sense will tell you that, but what do you do? And then at that time, she's so just tore down, and blood, an enormous amount of blood. So I don't know, how do we hold her responsible for not following procedure at that point? The main thing was she couldn't remember the license number.